From the Financial Times in Ragusa, Sicily, I'm James Politi, and this is FT News. The fields in Sicily are blooming in early spring, but the economic reality is harsh. The island has the highest level of poverty in Italy and one of the highest in Europe, as the devastating impact of a lengthy recession has struggled to fade. The city of Ragusa is historically one of the wealthiest in Sicily, but it too has suffered. The city centre has emptied out, and some of its residents even struggle to buy food and pay monthly bills. Vincenzo Lamonica, head of the Observatory for Poverty of the Diocese of Ragusa, said that many people that used to have a normal lifestyle found themselves being the new poor.
Once it used to be a historical poverty, in other words, people who are already poor or coming from a poor family or immigrants. In recent years, we've witnessed what we call poverty in a suit and tie. People who used to have a normal job ended up getting in touch with Caritas because of debts or because they lost their job.
According to National Statistics Office ISTAT, those living in absolute poverty in Italy rose to 4.6 million people, or 7.6% of the population in 2015, up from 6.8% in 2014. And one in four Italians is at risk of poverty or social exclusion. The risk is almost twice as high in the south of the country.
The fight against poverty is turning into a critical battleground in Italian politics ahead of the next elections due in February 2018 at the latest. The populist Five Star Movement has proposed a guaranteed universal income, and the Democratic Party, which is likely to be led by Matteo Renzi in the next poll, has come back with its own version of income support.
In Ragusa, the Five Star Movement now runs the city and is trying to apply its own version of the plan on a local level by providing a guaranteed income to 250 families for 2 months. One recipient is 45-year-old Stefania Gurrieri, a Ragusa native with a degree in literature and a disability that has prevented her from finding a permanent job. Moreover, she is single and has no contact with her family. She got 180 euros, which was welcome, though fleeting.
It was important to get that money. I could cover my expenses and I made it. But when I finished that money, the situation got complicated again.
She has a phone, but no computer, no TV, no Wi-Fi at home, only the essential.
Every day, I get by, thanks to the friends I have. I did not have a natural family to help me, but luckily my friends supported me. They are my spiritual family.
Her hope would be that the five-star plan could be applied on a national level should they win power in the next election in 2018. The check would be much bigger, up to 780 euros per month. But she could also be helped by the Democratic Party plan, which was recently adopted by the government as part of an anti-poverty package aimed at providing financial relief to the growing number of hard-up Italians battered by years of economic stagnation. In this first attempt in Italy to set up a permanent safety net for the poor, this could offer her up to 480 euros per month. Critics say that Italy does not have the budgetary resources to fund the more generous income support proposed by the anti-establishment party, and that it would disincentivize the search for employment. Yet the allure of the guaranteed income is one of the reasons the popularity of Beppe Grillo's movement has risen so sharply in recent years in Sicily, especially among young voters. One of them is Rocco Parisi, a 29-year-old nurse who works and lives in Ragusa.
There are a lot of people loves this movement because here there are a big problem about politics, corruption, everywhere, I think.
Whether voters believe the five-star promise on this issue or the Democratic Party's alternative could be pivotal heading into the next general election due in February 2018.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.